The News. Tajikistan President Emomali Rahmon seems unshakable in his presidential seat at least till the year 2027. Even before the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Tajikistan was unable to improve its status as Central Asia's poorest country since the dissolution of Soviet Union. The country's gross domestic product, or GDP, and its military strength remain the lowest amongst its neighbors. In a 2016 national referendum, constitutional amendments outlawed religious-affiliated political parties and also abolished presidential term limits for the leader of the nation, a title that has only been held by President Rahmon. This allowed Rahmon to further solidify his rule. Following his father's footsteps, next in line to power is Rahmon's 34-year-old son, Rustam Emomali. The Pamiris are experiencing decades of repression in their homeland in Gorno-Badakhshan Autonomous Region while under President Rahmon's ruling. The Dushanbe government accused the Pamiris to be involved in acts of extremism and separatism against the government. There is a constant onslaught of assaults and human rights violations on the Pamiris, including persecutions, detention, convictions, torture, and sadly for some reports of murder. United Nations Special Reporter for Human Rights Defenders Mary Lawler visited Tajikistan last December after massive reports of torture and convictions of human rights defenders. She reported and objected to the Tajikistan authorities labeling human rights defenders as extremists and terrorists.